There go the dogs. I hope the front gate is closed. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Too late now.
Not my problem now. Not my problem now.
Bye, dogs. Hello, everyone. It's Molly. It's Molly Wood. We're back. We're back. Happy Monday. It's Make Me Smart Daily Edition. Here, as always, to help today make sense.
All right. It looks like the dogs
it's getting returned. Increasingly nonsensical to keep saying that. Did they? Okay, good.
The dogs
just
yes.
So you know,
yeah, no,
dogs
they don't make
ran
sense.
Out the gate.
Yes.
They really don't.
They're back, so, you know, they're back.
The dogs are back.
Yes, so
see,
it's me.
Really
Hi,
matters.
I'm Kai. Yes, I'm Kai. She's Molly. We're here. It's a Monday. As I was saying just before, and I don't want to spoil it, but we'll get there eventually and all y'all will discover it. I do not have a personal make me smile item for today just because I couldn't find anything. And then I was saying, just before Daniel hit the music, I was saying, look, at least I'm in a better mood than I was last Monday, which last Monday I was quite glum. And I'm not glum. I'm just very, okay, this is the world. Let's deal. So, you know, that's where we are.
And take that as permission, everyone, to have up days and down days.
For sure.
And I keep saying this to friends and we keep saying it to each other, which is like, there is no expectation that you will be okay.
Yeah.
Love you.
I saw a thing the other day. Maybe it was a retweet of something that went by on your Twitter feed. It's not that we're working from home now. It's that we're living at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what's going on. I mean, in addition to, you know, gestures wildly, all the other stuff. But that's part of it. And it's just, it weighs on you from time to time. But generally speaking, I feel better today than I did a week ago. So we will go with that attitude instead of the batitude and move on.
Yeah.
What do you like news-wise?
Make me half smile. I'm going to bring us all the way back down. I'm not.
Okay.
I would like to join me in my journey of rage. This weekend, we had a real tough, like, a whole bunch of homework hasn't been turned in that we thought we had turned in. And then it was just like an insane technology journey to try to figure out how to get the homework turned in. I mean, literally, it was like you go to this thing, you get the textbook online, and then you click that, and then you save it as a PDF, and then you open it in Simple PDF so you can edit it. And then you have to go online to get some online graph paper to make a little chart. And then we figured out, just take a screenshot of the graph once the graph is on there, and then you download that. And then you put them all in the same place on the desktop.
Good thing you're a tech reporter.
And for the people who aren't, what in the holy
Ghost? Yes. You're talking to one of them. Yes. Hello.
We literally thought we had done it with Adobe Scan with the paper and then done that with the Google Classroom, but it apparently didn't get submitted. And so we had to do all this other rigmarole. And so we finally get it. And then the teacher's like, that's great, but he missed like this question. And I was like, I'm going to need you to not do that again. I'm just going to need you to chill out, except more F word was involved in that statement. And I thought to myself, and then I went on a walk during which I sobbed a bunch. Thought to myself, I don't know how much longer I can keep pretending that all of this is actually doable. And then I thought, should I just like take family leave or like quit my job or, you know, like, because I just thought, I don't know how to do all of this. It is so much to try to live at work, right? Show up, do a great job every day. Be safe, survive the pandemic, avoid the people on the sidewalk, like not go to the store too often, but just enough because you got to make sure that there's a regular flow of fresh food and whatever. And then also do all of this stuff with school. And then a friend of mine said, oh God, there are two women on my team who did the same thing, just took family leave and they're taking a big long break.
Oh, wow.
And then someone else said, oh, I think I might leave. And then I was like, huh, are only women doing this though?
I was just wondering. Because men are idiots. Yeah.
And so I asked my friend, and, you know, God love him, it's true. My man friend was like, you know, maybe I should calendar some time for when my kids are in online school and I need to help them. And I was like, you probably should put that on your calendar because I have told everyone I work with not to call me like before 8 and after between 4 and then, you know, like, yes.
Yeah.
And then it seems to be bearing out. Like it already, we were talking about it back in March. We still are. There's at least one piece from August about how more women than men are leaving work to take care of their kids during the pandemic because you just can't do it all. And it just is a bummer.
And this is that thing that is going to make this economy look completely different whenever we come out the other side. Whether it's March and marketplace goes back to the office, last we heard, then yay. If it's June, and that's probably more realistic because that'll be a year plus, this economy is going to look different. And there are going to be huge social changes as a result. And I'm not sure anybody has quite calculated that yet. You know?
I don't think, like, we're going to lose a generation of working women, potentially, if we cannot figure out how to make this happen. Yeah. And maybe just workers in general, because nobody's... Also, I am not trying to get fired here, but I think it is adorable that our company was like, we should reopen in March in the middle of the school year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What does that say to families? Just saying, oh, I mean, sure, if our kids are back in school, then maybe we'll talk. Anyway, that's just like such a mom thing to think about, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because look, as the dad in this conversation, I did not think of that. And so, yeah. Okay. All right.
Love you, buddy. You're great, though. I will go with
I will go with my bread and butter, which is this economy and the state it is in. And we have talked many times on this podcast, way in the before times, about how capitalism is not working for everybody. And we are getting more indications every day of this economy not working for everybody. And the indication today, especially in the pandemic, right? And the indication today is that the S&P 500, which is the broadest and most widely used stock index, had a 7% run up in August as millions of people were losing their jobs, that it's the best August that the stock market has had since like 1984 as millions of people are losing their jobs. And as you might have heard on Marketplace the other day in a story from Scott Tong, increasingly, I mean, we've known for a long time that many, many people are not in the stock market, but increasingly it is becoming a playground for the wealthy in this society. So that everybody who's not in the stock market, which is to say most working people, are losing out on these gains, which gets us to that thing that you pointed out early on of the K-shaped recovery, where there is a recovery going on at the top and underneath it, there's like a depression, you know? And it's just, it's an indicator of sort of the thing we were just talking about how this economy is going to be completely different once we're out the other side of this thing, whenever that happens to be, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a drag.
And when you, when you put it in the context of path dependencies and the things that you can see coming, you start realizing like it's not going to,
That's
I'm going to try not to verbally doom scroll here, but like, isn't it? It's path dependencies. Well, we're setting them now and we can predict what's going to happen.
Right, right, right. And the thing, of course, with path dependencies is that in my mind, actually, they've always been, you know, the choices you make thus determine, you know, the path that you go down. But what's happening, yes, there are choices being made that are setting the course for the entire society, masks, testing, all that jazz, right? But a lot of these choices that are being made, and that was in air quotes, are not choices being made by anybody. And here's a good one. And I don't know if you saw this, but Zoom came out today with quarterly profits up 11 gajillion percent, users up 11 gajillion percent, right?
Yeah.
You know, hours used, all that stuff, right? Because we're all on freaking Zoom all the freaking time. But that's not a choice that anybody's actually making. It's being forced upon us by this situation. And that's, those are the path dependencies that are, I think, acting right now, you know, or in effect or whatever.
And they're, and they, they take, you know, you can trace so many things that are happening today to, I mean, as we've talked about, the 80s, right? Like, whether it's the sort of change, the basically the seeds of the wealth inequality that we see today. But you can also, and if you think about the things that you can trace about our foreign policy or the amount of money that was like, if Social Security is fragile today, it's partly because a ton of money was taken out of Social Security to finance the Iraq War, which turned out to be based on weapons of mass destruction that weren't real, and a post 9/11 world, right? That's just like an example of a thing that happened then that we are still feeling now that became part of our culture that we don't really think about. It's like boiling a frog. Like, this is the water that's all around us. So we're filling a whole new pot with water right now during this coronavirus.
Just because there will be
that we're going to be boiling in for 20 or 30 or 40 years. Just because what?
There will be people who write in about the frog thing. It turns out frogs actually do jump out of a pot of water when it gets too hot, just so we all know.
I also am about to jump out of the pot of water. Yes. Good job, frogs.
All right. Anyway.
That's good. Let's be frogs.
Anyway. Yes. All right. Let's hit it, shall we? Whatever that next little bit of music is coming up on this podcast. Holy crow. All right. So any smiling that's happening on this podcast today is courtesy of Molly Wood, because I am smileless. I just couldn't find anything, as I think I fessed up at the top. So Molly's got them both.
It does happen.
So here
it
we go.
It happens.
I know.
One, I don't think that T. Connell, who sent this to me on Twitter, meant it as a make me smile, but I actually thought it was kind of sweet. She said, like, can you even believe this? This is our world now. Homecoming masks.
Oh, I love this one.
And then she sent a picture of all these homecoming masks. And I'm sorry, they're adorable. They have like boutonnieres on them and they say like class of 20 and they're all sparkly. And I thought it was kind of cute. And if your kid was in like a homecoming parade and their cute homecoming mask, even if it was a car parade, good for them. It's actually kind of great.
It is kind of cute.
My second thing is my gift to you and everyone who's listening, because I'm really excited about this. So I know this woman who the other day made this offhanded comment, and she was like, yeah, I've just been ordering fun foods from all over the country, and like Philly, like cheesesteaks from Philly and lobster rolls from Maine and like cheese from Wisconsin. Huh. And I was like, what? And so finally today she told me where she's getting it all. And it's this website called Gold Belly, which is like lets all these small stores and regional restaurants ship food all over the place, and you can shop by region. You can be like,
I could go for some barbecue,
right? Totally. Because I am tired of cooking and I would like to order some chowder. You can, and it's like,
this is great.
Let's see what they have in Maryland. I know, and it's local restaurants, which is so cool. You can get crab cakes from Maryland. Like, this is awesome. I'm so excited about this.
That's really cool. All right, we're gonna,
I don't know what a Baltimore bomb pie is, but I want some.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
They got sweets. Southwest. They got deli. They got pizza. They got meats and barbecue. They got seafood and sides. Oh, and there's Marcus. What's his name? Yeah.
Treat yourself. Wow. You can get corned beef brisket. Oh, from Texas. Then you can love the other. And since love is the only way, friends, that we are going to get through this, you can remind yourself to love other parts of the country through their yummy food. See? Boom. Smiling.
There you go. That was a good one. I like that one. That's good.
Also, I'm about to spend all the money I'm not spending on anything else.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah. See, we're all a team, everyone.
Boom.
We will get through this together.
We are.
Yep.
It's the only way to do it.
Great.
Okay. So that's us on a Monday. Let's see. So next week, next Tuesday, we're going to be talking about QAnon. And credit for this one goes to Ms. Molly Wood, because she had an interview on tech that was just, it was just incredible. And so we're going to follow up a little bit. And we want to know, number one, what specific questions you have about QAnon, or if you've actually had experience with them that you would care to share. If you do, get in touch. You can do it on an email. As you know, makemesmart@marketplace.org. Send us a voice memo. Send us an actual email. Take your pick. But this is a huge topic in this country right now. And if it's not actually huge in your newsfeed, it ought to be, because it's a big deal. That's all I'm saying.
And it's only getting bigger. Make Me Smart is produced and directed for the very last time by Sam Anderson. Thank you for all of your hard work, your guest digging, your ideating, and for making Make Me Smart better.
Yeah.
I don't
Sam,
think it's
a real Sam
word,
dug
like
in.
It.
Sam dug,
Sam dug in.
And, the thing he most dug in on was turning this show from a weekly Kai and Molly sit around for 45 minutes and talk about stuff to every single day.
I mean, right? Poor guy walks in the door, we're like, and we want to go live.
Yeah. And he took it and he did it. So anyway.
Yes.
Thanks,
Sam.
We appreciate it.
Everybody else, you'll get your shout-outs tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, whatever. You guys know who you are.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.